Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Zayin. And today we're going to talk about the walls of the Sukkah. The walls of the Sukkah, that's what today's daf is all about. And other dafim as well. The Gemara spoke yesterday that the minimum amount of walls is either 2.5 or 3.5, depending on who we hold like. We hold 2 and a little. And the Gemara asks on the bottom of Avam Abayz, V'oso tefachichen ma'amida, where do you put the little bit of wall that you need? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Amarav ma'amida k'negar ha'yotze. It has to be connected to the two walls that are perpendicular to each other, that are touching each other, so the extra little bit is not supposed to be on the opposite diagonal corner, not touching anything. It has to be touching, like Rashi has there in the picture. And Rav Kahana Rav Asi asked Ravi Amedu Kneged Rosh Tor, why don't you make it Rosh Tor, which is a little more diagonal, right? As the Mishnayos talk about in Peah, having a point. So Shasik Rav did not answer. That's pretty mysterious. Why Rav did not answer? Just answer the question. Say yes or no. Why didn't he answer the question? Good question, and hopefully we'll see one of the Akronim that have a suggestion. Was Rav agreeing that it would be okay? Or was Rav say, come on, of course that's not good. Right? Machlokes, Balamar, Ramban, whether it's a Hodah, or he just didn't want to answer. Okay, so we'll see. So in Marnami, Shmuel says in the name of Levi, Mabidu Kregara Yotze, just put it next to the one that is near you. And then we have all different other halachos, different shitos. Do you need a Tzures HaPesach? Right? Do you need a do you need a string for the rest of the wall? Do you need it in addition? Do you need it instead? All the different deos that we have here on Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara goes into, what about Shabbos on Sukkos? Are there differences? A fascinating Gemara, which is not for us today. Do we say that the Shabbos Sukkos is different than all other Shabbosos of the year? And if there's a halachic importance for this structure for Sukkah, so then it's going to work for Shabbos as well. So do we say that? Amazing. It might be differences in Hilchos Shabbos for the Shabbos that falls on Sukkos and the rest of Shabbosos. Okay, and then the Gemara goes into Pase Biros on the top of Amud Beis. Do you have to have 4 different corners like we have in Maseches Erevin? Do we have Machlokes Tanoim? Hopefully we'll get back to this in a couple of minutes. Do the walls have to give shade? What if the walls give a lot of sun? That's the Machlokes here on Zion Amud Beis. Chamasa Machmasiko Fol Machmas Tfanos. The problem with having too much sun is only if the schach gives too much sun. But the walls, there's no issue. And Rabbi Yoshia says, no, av machmas tfanos. Even the walls have to give more shade than sun. We know Paskin that way, but that's an important shita. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. Let's just talk about 3 points relating to walls. Walls of a sukkah. There's a lot said about the schach. The schach, as we'll see in the Mishnah later on, has requirements for what the schach needs to be made from. But let's talk about 3 points in walls. Number 1, are you allowed to have a sukkah with 3 walls? What does it mean, 3 walls? You're allowed to have 2 in a little bit. What about a triangular sukkah? Is there anything wrong with having a triangular sukkah? Right, that's our question. Right, the Mishnah Gemara says, Beferish, at the end of today's daf, that a circular sukkah is okay. Right, that the sukkah is a circle. That's what it says in the bottom of Zion Mabez, Rabbi Yochanan, sukkah ha'asui ka'kivshan. Right, there's a picture in the Gemara. Right, a sukkah that's made like a kivshan, like a furnace. And we assume kivshan, Rashi says, agula. Rashi says, a circular sukkah, as long as it's big enough. As long as 24 people consider it around the circumference, it's good. Where do you get 24 from? That's tomorrow's whole daf about fitting a circle into a square and the square into a circle. That's where pi comes up. But that's the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Beferish. You're allowed to have a sukkah that is a circle. So why should a triangle be any worse than a circle? Right? What's the difference? As long as it's big enough. As long as we measure the circle to be big enough to fit a number of people in, so why would a triangle be better? So this is brought up by the Chuvas Farkasta de Anya, Orachai and Beis Tzadiches. That's from David Sperver. He was a Rav in Romania before the war, and he was a Rav in Romania after the war. He came into Eretz Yisrael in the 1950s. And he was Nifter in 1962. 1875 to 1962, one of the post-Gadar in that generation. So his tshuva is an amazing interplay between where we see Kabbalah sometimes plays a role in a halachic tshuva. This is a halachic tshuva. But Here it is. So he first starts off by saying, well, of course, what's the problem? What's the problem? It says on our daf, you need a circular. You could use a circular sukkah. Im kasher adav al she'ilato, right? He was asked this question by a Rav Binyamin Mermelstein, right? In, again, Beis Hadiches. Im kasher adav al aso sukkah ba'ala shalosh tvanos b'mishulash. Can you use three in a triangular shape? The height of balas gimbals obvious. Again, to have three, like, just, in a regular way, like we have, just shortened walls, that's fine, that's beferish. That's the halacha of shtayim kilchasa v'shlishas afilu tefach. But could you have the third one in closing, right, instead of being the hypotenuse, right, instead of being straight, being diagonal. So, l'chora, there are pasha, delo b'inan tzeres meruba. L'chora, it's pasha, you don't need a square or a rectangle, because we paskin, as we see in today's daf, circle, right? It's all about how much it holds. How much it holds. And you might even say that a triangle is better. Why? It's more closed than the two and a little bit. Right? Shouldn't a sukkah be a structure? So it should be more closed. So if you're going to tell me two and a little bit facing out is kosher, so then why wouldn't two and the one facing diagonal? Closing it in is kosher, so it should surely be better. Mistaver Lomar, but he says, if that's true, then why didn't the Gemara and the Poskim say it? If it would be even be better. You only have a little bit, so wouldn't it be better to make a diagonal? Mistaver Lomar, Dibsuras Bishulash Karshala Chavchila, Sua Svarno Senes, logic dictates, to who Adif mi Gimel Tfanas Bitsuras Ches. It's better than three in a Ches shape. Even the Mishulash Sasum mi Kol Tzad, because it's enclosed from all sides, Vahavila Lehedya. Dimainlo, it should have said in the Gemara, Imainlo Dal Nachitzos Yasek Gimel Bishulash. Right, you should have, make three of the Mishulash. And anyway, he says, if you look in the Ramah, Tafar Ishlamid, Sifhei, if you have three solid walls, four inferior walls, which are better? Better, says the Ramah, to have three solid walls than four inferior walls. It doesn't say in the shape of a Mishulash, but, you know, it sounds like the more solid the structure, the better, the Ramah says. V'nog l'achshav l'asos b'chitzos shlemos. Right, we generally don't rely on all of these kulas, a little wall. We try not to. Ke'ein akol b'kiyin b'din mechitzos. U'mishein lo kol tzar kol mechitzos. Adif az lasos shalosh mechitzos shleimos me'arbash einan shleimos. Better to make three complete ones than four incomplete ones. So, why wouldn't the triangular one be kosher? Says the Afarkasta de Anya. Right, why wouldn't that be? But the problem is, again, why wasn't it mentioned? So now he gets into Kabbalah a little bit. He says, Kabbalistically, maybe this is the issue. We know the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and other poskim emphasize, how we're supposed to build the sukkah right after Yom Kippur. Interesting, the last halacha of Hilchos Yom Kippur is build Yom Sukkah right after Yom Kippur. The very next halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the first halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, build your sukkah right after Yom Kippur. Why does the Ramah have to say it? It's a din in Yom Kippur, and it's a din in Sukkos, right? To do one right after the other. That's why I don't know of any other halacha that's repeated one right after the other, the same exact halacha. Right, I'll read it. The last halacha in Tuf Reish Chaf Dalad says the Ramah, V'hamedaktikim maschilin miyad b'motso Yom Kippur b'asiyas ha-sukkah, k'dei latzeis misuk mi mitzvah al-mitzvah. That's the last halacha, Tuf Reish Chaf Dalad. Okay, first halacha in Tuf Reish Chaf Hei. Basukas teishu shivas yamim. That's the Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Umitzvah l'sakin asukah miyad l'achri Yom Kippur. The mitzvah b'liyado adach misana. Fascinating. The Ramah two simanim, one right after the other. Why does he give two different svaras? Right, the first one is to go mi mitzvah mitzvah. The second one is mitzvah b'liyado adach misana. Okay, but either way, you see that it's connected. So says the Afarkasta da'anya, the sukkah. What's the message of the halacha Moshe Misida? You might say. Right, two and a little in the tzura of a ches. Really, maybe it can be like the tzura of a hey, because it's two with a little bit. Hey is the letter of tshuva. Hey is the letter of tshuva. Right, Chazal say that the olam was nivra behei. So a person, if he wants to do tshuva, there's a hole to get in. There's a hole to get in. Tzuras hatsukahi beiz mechitzos v'shlishes afilu tefach. V'yikitzuras hei. V'atshuva nir mezes ba'os hei. As it says, menachas da pe gimel. V'bnei man nivra ho'olam behei. V'bnei shidom alach sadra. Shkala rotza latzeis yosei. U'maitai matalya karei. Why is the leg hanging? Dihadar b'tshuva ma'alei. Right, why is it hanging? And zuhi hanomar b'menashe. Remember, that's the story that Chazal say of Menashe. Menashe at the end of his life was, right, going through difficult times, being burned, One of the most amazing tshuva stories, and he wants to do tshuva. What does he do? Menashe HaMelech, one of the worst kings we had. He killed his own brother, Yishayo HaNavi, and he brought did so much murder and Avodah Zarah in the Beis HaMikdash. So at the end of his life, he says, you know what? I see things are going bad. Let me daven. He davens to every Avodah Zarah in the world. Doesn't work. Then he says, you know what? I might as well. Can't hurt. I might as well daven to Hashem. If it works, great. If not, I see he's just like everybody else. That's not really great tshuva, right? But he said, might as well. And the Yerushalmi describes that the malachim were mesatmin es hachalonos. They were closing the windows of Shamayim to prevent Menashe's tshuva from going in. It's a beautiful graphic description. It's one of the remuzim of having windows in a shul, 12 windows on the side that one davens tor. But the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his divine drill, drilled a hole right under the Kisi HaKavod in order for the tshuva to get in. Why? To make a little hole, and that's the letter hey. Right, there's a little hole, and the leg is not connected to the other part of the structure, and therefore hey is the letter of tshuva. So maybe that's why a sukkah shouldn't be a closed-in triangle. It's a two and a little bit. Two and a little bit, that's symbolic of being open, and that's the remez of the os hey. So maybe that's why, api kabbalah, you know, one shouldn't use a triangle. What's the problem with that? Lechadchila was supposed to have four walls. What did we just say? The Rama says, we try to make it all enclosed. That's not a hey, that's a mem. Right? If you want to say, better to have three complete walls, that would be a ches. And the symbolism, he says, the symbolism to whatever letter you want. You know, you want to have a symbolism of three, you can have a triangle. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Kohen Levi Yisrael. There's a lot of symbolism to three walls also in the triangle. So it's very difficult to say. But it must be something Kabbalistic. And that's why the Gemara doesn't mention it. And maybe that's the pshat of the Gemara. Because our Gemara basically asks about the triangle. Right? What did we just read today at the beginning of the daf? Ke'ein Tor. What's Ke'ein Tor? Ke'ein Tor was at least making the tip a little triangular. Right? The top of Zion Baal, if you see those pictures in Rashi. It's kind of making it like a triangle. And Rav didn't answer. Why didn't Rav answer? Maybe that's the secret. He didn't answer because this isn't halachic. Halachically, there's nothing wrong with Rosh Tor. There's nothing wrong with the triangle. It's just that there must be, you know, must be something secretive here, and that's why he didn't answer. Dainina laki ilu kula suba mavki mishulish, batam mishuba pisoda shal dvarim lo asi shafer tsuras ha mishulish, o mehai time ashasik rav, lo nitan lihi galos bebe medrasha. Okay, fascinating suggestion. But either way, lamaisa, could you build one? It seems like halachically, it shouldn't be a problem. Again, if you can build a circle, you can build a triangle. But for some reason, the poskim, Api Kabbalah, didn't like it. Again, even though he notes that in Shulchan Aruch, doesn't say anything against this. And the Kabbalists also build a sukkah with four walls. They don't build a sukkah with two and a little bit. You go to the Kabbalists, throughout the world. But either way, this is number one. Maker did it seems fine. Maybe Api Kabbalah, not. Number one. Number two. Second discussion of Defanos. We have on Zion Mabez, as we said, a machlokas tanoim, whether there's a requirement for the walls to also be tselasa meruba mechamasa. Right? We know the first Mishnah here in the Masechta says that the schach have to give off more shade than sun. Rabbi Yoshia on Zion Mabez says, same thing applies to the walls. The walls have to give off more shade than sun. Right? That is the Rabbi Yoshia Shita. Af machmas tfanos. How do you know that? My time with Rabbi Yoshia, Abaya says, how does Rabbi Yoshia know that your walls also have to give off more shade? Tichsiv v'sakosa, the Lashon of Schach, al ha'aron es ha'paroches. The word sakosa, to cover, is applied to the paroches. Paroches is the curtain in front, not the kapores, which is the cover of the aron. The paroches is the curtain in front of the Kodesh Kodashim. Paroches, mechitza. Paroches is a wall. The kakayach wanna sakocha, and the Torah calls it sakocha, visakosa. One second. Schach is horizontal. Walls are vertical. Why does the Torah use the lashon of visakosa by the paroches? Alma mechitza kischach beinon. It must be that connected. It must be. The mechitza also must have the requirements of schach, and therefore, your walls also, says Rabbi Yoshia, have to have tselasa meruba mechamasa. Shaila, in the Rishonim. How far does Rabbi Yoshia go? Does Rabbi Yoshia also say that the walls have to be made up of the materials that the schach have to be made up as? Does Rabbi Yoshia say that all the requirements of schach apply to the walls? That would be very limiting. Most of our walls are puzzle for schach. What do we use for walls? either stone wall part of the house, mechuber lekarka, that's not makabel tuma, right? Maybe we use the walls that were made out of material, people put straps with. I forgot what it's called. But again, all different walls. Okay, some use wood. Some use wood, but they use wood not because of Rabbi Yoshia. Some use wood to be machmir for the Chazon Ish. Because mamid. You don't want to be mamid the schach on the Dabar Shein Makabal too. That's a chumrah that comes up later on. Maybe we'll, talk about it, one day. But what about, according to Rabbi Yoshia, the walls have to have shade. So that seems to be a machlokas we showing him. If you look at Tosfos sounds like he does not need. Tosfos in Dibur Maslam Mechitza. Tosas mechitzahi v'kayir rachman l'schacha meha denaf galan mechitzas la'el. From what we had earlier, remember basukos, right? The yeshil l'mikra yeshil l'mesora. So why didn't Rabbi Yoshi use that pasuk? Right, that pasuk. Remember, we used that to know the number of the walls. It says basukos. We have to come to vasakosa. It says in our context. So why didn't Rabbi Yoshi just prove from there that you see the walls are called schachs? So we had an after la mechitzas la'el mi basukos v'kai yirachman es schachal lo matzi darish. Rabbi Yoshi didn't want to learn it from there. To hasa modarshin and elami tura, because there the Gemara is only not interested in the lashon of the pasuk, but just the number. The Gemara is just quoting those as the number. It's not a verb like our pasuk is v'sakosa. Okay, v'teda, and then he Tosa says dekulhu modu, and I'll prove it to you because everybody agrees. Everyone agrees that you don't need for walls psolas goran v'yakev. What is that? That's the lashon later on of what you need to use for schach. Psolas goran v'yakev means grows from the ground and detached from the ground and not makabel tuma. Right? That's psolas goran v'yakev. Stosa says everyone agrees you don't need that. What does that sound like? Even Rabbi Yoshia. Sounds like Tosfos is limiting Rabbi Yoshia. That's how the Marshal and the Pnei Yeshua understand Tosfos. The Maharsha here says, no, it doesn't mean Rabbi Yoshia. Everyone else over there, but not Rabbi Yoshia. If you look in the Mordechai quotes a Beferish Machlokas. The Mordechai here in Tuf, Shin, Lam, and Aleph, the Mordechai says, according to Rabbi Yoshia, Ubedaber Shekashel Asachichbo, where's the line? I'm sorry. Here it is. Kasev Rav Yah. This is the Mordechai in Tuf, towards the beginning. Tuf, Shin, Lamid, Aleph. Kasev Rav Yah. Dele Rav Yoshia, hu adin, de ein osin mechitza, bedavar hamakabal tuma. Lo bechol davar sheish kpedel mischach. That's a huge chumrah. Rav Yoshia says, not only does our Gemara say that they has to have more shade, but all the requirements for schach apply to walls, says the Rav Yah. And the Mordechai says, "V'loz hilchos a kavase elak rabbanan." But we pass it like the rabbanan. We pass it like the rabbanan. So he acknowledges the Rav Yah, but we pass it like the rabbanan. But most assume not, right? Some say, "Well, after all, the source is the paroches, right? Which is makabel tuma." But there's a great question on the Rav Yah. It's a great question on the Shita. If you say that the walls also have to be kosher, like what the schach has, what was yesterday's shir about? Yesterday's Dofen Akuma? Was that yesterday, 2 days ago? 2 days ago. Right, yesterday was Kiddush Lamana. Dofen Akuma. What was Dofen Akuma? You have schach, they're too far away from you have walls that are too far away from the schach. Why? Because there's schach puzzle in the middle. So what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to view as if the walls continued up and touched the schach. But 1 second. We're combining schach puzzle into the walls. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, you can't have puzzle. What's puzzle for schach is puzzle for the walls, according to Rabbi Yoshia, according to the Rabbi Yah. So what does he do with Dofen Akuma? Dofen Akuma inherently has the wall is puzzle to use for schach, and yet that's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's the strong question that the Karban Esanel here at Os Gimel asks on the Rabbi Yah. He quotes his Rabbi Yah and says, "Akorchach svirlei." Sorry, which is Lashon. V'shavati lahakshos im kein l'didei hechshayach l'meimar hilchasa dofen akuma b'chol makom haschach pasul v'lo kashemidi. He says it must be just like Rav later on in Daf Yud Zayin does not hold of this halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It must be Rabbi Yoshia would reject it. It must be that Rabbi Yoshia would reject dofen akuma because it's beferish against the requirement according to the Rav Yoshia's pshat of Rabbi Yoshia. Number two. Sfasemus tries to answer, but that's number two. So we spoke about a triangular sukkah. We spoke about Rabbi Yoshia Shita. One more. If you look in in Lomdis, again, a topic that's going to come up a number of times in the Masechta. If you look in the first piece in Rav Soloveitchik, in Rishima Shir Matzukah, he discusses this. And that is, when we talk about the Chefsa Shel Sukkah, the halachic structure of a sukkah, what's included? We know for sure the schach are included. What about anything more than that? Right? If you look, if you remember, both Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Beis use an important lashon. Rashi and Tosfos both. Rashi says, Al Shem Aschach Kruya Sukkah. Right? And Tosfos also said that in the bottom Tosfos that we saw. So the schach are definitely part of the Chefsa Shel Sukkah. What about the walls? Are the walls part of the Chefsa Shel Sukkah? Right, the Maynaf Gemina. Maynaf Gemina, but this is this question. Tvarav Tzrichim Bir, Benir Kavanaso. The Tluya Bachalosh Shem Schach Obachitzos, Ma Iker Chefsa Shel Sukkah. Haimu Aschach Imachitzos Biyachad, Odil Marak Aschach Ba'atzma Hu Iker Chefsa Shel Sukkah. So he quotes Rashi at Tosfos. But Maynaf Gemina, the Gemara later on in Daf Tes. We know there's an Isser Hana'a from the Sukkah. And the Gemara's Lashon is Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. The Isser Hanoah of Sukkah, learned out from the Karban Chagiga, does that apply to the walls or just the Schach? That's a Machlokas Rambam Rush. Machlokas Rambam Rush, the Rambam says, Perikol Alachat Hezvav, Shvarasim Yachag, Bein Atzei Defanos, Bein Atzei Schach. All the Atzei Sukkah are Usser. The Rambam says, even though Sukkah walls are Usser Bahanoah, to use for Euro purposes. The concept of Chal Shem Shemayim is also on the Mechitzas. And if you look in the Rush, in the first parak in Os Yud Gimel, the Rush says, nope. V'hai ad da'asiri yatei sukkah, hai do'davka aschach, aval atei tfanos mishri shari. The walls of the wood of the walls are mutter. So it sounds like Machlokas, Rashi, Rambam Rush, what is the Chefsa, Chalos Shem Sukkah? Is it the wall, is it the schach, or is the schach with the walls? So he says that's the concept. He said also, related to this is the concept of mitzvah b'avera, right? You speak about later on in the third parak about a stolen sukkah. Also later on in this parak, right? A stolen sukkah. Stolen sukkah. So 1 second. You could only, what if you stole the walls of the sukkah? Usually stolen guzzle only applies on the chefsa shel mitzvah, right? A stolen matzah, stolen karban. What if you steal the walls? Would that be considered a stolen sukkah? So according to the Rush, maybe you wouldn't apply mitzvah b'avera there, because that's not part of the Chefsa Shel Mitzvah. According to the Rambam, l'chor, you would. But that's his discussion also here. But then he has one more. So that's the machlokas we showed him, whether the walls would be considered part of the Chefsa Shel Sukkah. What about the floor? What about the floor of the Sukkah? Would you say that? Because some of the examples of stealing a Sukkah is where you body check a guy outside of his Sukkah and you go into a Sukkah. So what are you stealing there? You're stealing the area where the Sukkah is. So that's his question. He says, L'chora, nobody would say that the ground is part of the sukkah. Right? That's just where the sukkah is. So it's tzarach iyun. How could you apply the principle of mitzvah of baveira there? So he just leaves it as a tzarach iyun. He says, Yesh la'ayin b'sukkah, tihine nireh, da'afilu l'ramban, that includes the walls, mikamakam karka eina be'etzem chefsa shel sukkah. The karka is not going to be included. Ki b'sukkah ain't in karka klal. To his son Ramosha, right? The Rav quoted from his grandfather. His father quoted the name of his grandfather, which he did often. He quotes, "But I heard from my father the name of my grandfather." There's no din karka in a sukkah. Venera kedara pasha the chalos shem shemayim besukkah ain't a chalos klal al karka. Dina achetsa shel sukkah. So he says, "Yipale, why we would apply the principle of mitzvah ba'avera." In that case, he just leaves the Besarachian. But either way, for our purposes, we discuss a couple of topics related to the walls of the sukkah, triangular sukkah, Rabbi Yoshi Ashita in the sukkah, and whether Chal Shem Shemayim goes on to a sukkah as well. Okay, we'll stop here.